know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. That you. Now notice he didn't put somebody's name there. All right? He says that you, generic you. That you.
Hallelujah. Welcome to church in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Today's SMS, Special Miracle Service, and we're going to be looking at God's word along the lines of receiving miracles from the Lord. And God's hand is strong upon me to minister to you in the strength and in the power of God's Spirit. And your miracle is coming today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for another time of gathering together to receive from you. We thank you for your mercy that we have received, and we thank you for your grace that you have poured out upon us. We thank you for your mighty hand upon us, and we thank you for giving us your favor and goodness and showing us your miracle-working power every time we gather together. We give you the praise for it. Be exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. Our hearts are open today. We're asking, Father, that you pour upon us your goodness and let everyone here be changed and transformed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you the praise for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. All right, you may be seated if you're standing. Today, I want to teach on how to receive a miracle from the Lord. How to receive a miracle from the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing you have to understand when it comes to receiving miracles from God is the fact that God is a miracle-working God. Now, God does miracles. Now, in receiving miracles from God, you understand that miracles happen when we connect with the God of miracles, the God of miracles. The Bible tells us in Psalm 136, if you start the reading from verse 3 into verse 4, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endures forever." Verse 4, "To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endures forever." So God does great wonders. He's a God who doeth great wonders. Hallelujah. So he's a miracle-working God. God is a miracle-working God. In Mark chapter number 10, Mark chapter number 10 and verse 27, the Bible tells us, and Jesus looking upon them saith, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Now, all things are possible with God. Not some things, but all things. Glory to God. Now, God is the God of all possibilities. So have that assurance and conviction in your heart that God is the God of miracles. He's the supernatural God. He's the God whose kingdom rules and reigns above all. Hallelujah. He's the God of miracles. Now, having understood that God is the God of miracles, then that should suggest to you that with him, all things are possible. There's no impossibility with God. There is no impossibility with God. No matter how long-standing the situation may have been, there is no impossibility with God. God is the God of all possibilities. So that means he's the God who makes things possible. No matter the situation, God has an answer to every question of life. God has a solution to every problem of life. And God is the solution. Glory to God. Amen. With God, how many things are possible? All things. So all things are possible with God. Now, you have to understand that it is by connecting with this God of miracles and the God of all possibilities that we have miracles wrought in our lives. It is by connecting that miracles are wrought in our lives. Amen. You connect with God. And how do you connect with God? Very simple. Faith in God. Faith in God. Now, in Mark chapter number 9 and verse 23, Jesus the Lord said unto that man, the father of the boy that had epilepsy, he says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you can believe, all things are possible to the one who believes. So faith hooks you up with the God of all possibilities. And through the same faith, all things are made possible unto you by the power of the miracle working God. So the power of God and the God of all possibilities, the God of miracles, are the same. They are one and the same. Glory to God. In other words, God does not change. His power does not change. His glory does not change. God is almighty today as he ever was many, many, many decades and centuries ago. Praise God. And he will be almighty tomorrow as he is today. So Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So God does not change. Therefore, the power of God to work miracles does not change. God does not change. He's constant forever. He said, I am the Lord. That is why the descendants of Jacob are not consumed. I am the Lord. So God does not change. His power to work miracles does not change either. Why? Because that's a constant. That is a constant. Now, the only variable is the faith of people. People may believe today, people may not believe tomorrow. People may believe this morning, and then at noon, they are not in faith anymore. But the power of God is always constant. The goodness of God is always constant. The faithfulness of God is always constant. The power to heal, the power to deliver, the power to bless is always readily available. Praise God. Amen. Something happened one time. I was in the bathroom, in the toilet, and this beloved one called me. And I was doing something major there, not just a minor one. Praise God. And the call came in, and I felt like, you know, taking the call. So I took the call. I picked up. And she started talking about what she was going through. I didn't feel anointed at that time, so to speak. I didn't feel like it was the most appropriate place to pray for people, you know, to minister to them the healing power of God. She was going through a lot. You know, she had swelling in her womb, what they call fibroid, okay? And then she also had abdominal swelling, and it was serious. And she had done the first operation, and she thought she was fine and everything was good with her. But subsequently, the thing came again, and the growth just started, you know, sprouting in her womb, and then her abdomen too, swelling. So I just had a witness in my heart right there in the toilet to pray for her. Amen. Now, evidently, she was in faith. She just wanted me to speak a word under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and that would be it for her. But I felt that was not the right place. But she laid a demand on the power of God. Amen. Now, the power of God is always present, either you feel it or not. Amen. If you know the amount of power in this place today, I mean, you'll be amazed. Sometimes people just want to respond to feelings. I feel anointed. I feel the power of God. But you see, the power of God is not for feeling. We may feel the power of God, all right? But the power of God is not for feeling, okay? The power of God is for functioning, operation. In other words, the power of God is there to get something done. Praise God. Okay, you may not feel that electricity is in a building. Maybe the lights are turned off or the lights are not on. Okay, and no electrical equipment is on. There's no noise anywhere. So You may just feel like, well, there's no power there. But there's power there. Enough to power the entire building. Glory to God. The entire building, everything. You see, power is not for feeling. Power is for operation. It is for operation to get the job done. The power of God is for operation to get the job done. Hallelujah. Okay, so this is very important. Glory to God. So, the power of God is always present. So I spoke a word right there in the toilet. I was doing something major there. I spoke a word and bam. She believed the word of God, and the power of God came upon her where she was. She fell under the anointing. I was in Nigeria at the time. She was in the United Kingdom. Glory to God. And the power of God came upon her. She fell under the anointing, and she was miraculously healed by the power of God. Amen. I didn't even feel like I was anointed. I didn't feel anything. All right? I didn't feel anything on me. But I knew that she was connecting with the power of God and the unction of God on my life, okay, by faith. And she did, and God did, and she was healed. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes people subject God to their feelings. They subject spiritual principles to their feelings. No, we may feel that we're in faith. We may feel the power of God, but, you know, the power of God is not for feeling. It's not for feeling. Amen? It's not. It is for operation. It is to get the job done. Glory to God. It is to get the job done. It may be noiseless. It's just, and the job is done. Amen? People may not fall under the anointing. People may fall under the anointing. All right? The most important thing is that the job is done. I'm not sure the woman with the issue of blood, when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, fell under the anointing. We are not told. Amen? But she felt in her body that the issue of blood had dried up. And Jesus, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, said, "Who touched me?" So the Bible didn't say Jesus feeling. He knew. It was a spiritual perception. Now, I believe in feeling the anointing. Don't get me wrong. Glory to God. I believe in the, glory to God, man. Wow, the power of God is here, boy. I believe in all that. Hallelujah. But my faith is not subject to feeling. My faith is not subject to feeling. My faith is premised on the word of God. Whatever God says, that's what I believe. Can someone say amen to that? And that's what you ought to believe. Amen. So the power of God is always present, but you have to lay demand. You have to lay demand on the power of God. There must be that demand on the power of God. How do you lay that demand? Faith. Faith. Glory to God. If thou canst believe, how many things are possible to him that believes? All things are possible to him that believes. If thou can believe. So faith takes us from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Faith takes us from the natural to the supernatural. Faith takes us from the natural or carnal to the spiritual. Faith elevates us to the frame of God, where all things are possible, the realm of the God kind, where all things are possible. Faith in God. So we lay a demand on the grace of God, the power of God. We lay a demand on the goodness of God. We lay a demand on what God has already settled in his word. How? By faith. By faith. So, grace is always available. Praise God. Grace is always available. Faith is what you need to maintain. You need to maintain your faith and grow your faith and make sure your faith is intact, fresh. Your faith is full of power to receive from God, power to get from God, power to make a vital contact with God. And that's very important. Faith. Faith. Glory to God. Now, if you look at the woman with the issue of blood, when she got healed by the power of Jesus Christ, Jesus, the Lord, didn't put the credit or emphasis on his power that healed her. But Jesus put the emphasis on her faith. In verse 34 of Mark 5, and he, Jesus, the Lord, said unto her, daughter, thy faith, he didn't say my power. So it was the power of God that healed her, evidently, because she had had faith before she came to Jesus, before she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, but she was not healed physically until she made a vital contact with the clothes of Jesus, and then the power of God on Jesus touched her body, and she was made whole. So it was the power of Jesus that made her whole, but Jesus, the Lord, did not place emphasis on his power that made her whole, because that's a constant. Jesus placed the emphasis on her faith that made a vital contact with his power that made her whole. Hallelujah. So faith. So Jesus, the Lord, said to her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Thy faith. Now I tell people, I say, your faith will make you whole. Your faith will put the money in your hand. Your faith will give you the breakthrough. Your faith will heal your body. Your faith. Faith. Glory to God. Faith. Grace is always available. The grace of God is always available, but you need to make a vital contact with the grace of God through faith, and then the grace can flow in your direction. So faith is the means of receiving supernatural encounters with God, miracles, signs, and wonders. Your faith. Now, if I have any opportunity to teach believers anything that has to do with walking the supernatural, the first thing I would teach, okay, would be grace, what is readily available, what Christ has done for them. All right, and then I'll move to faith, what it takes to receive from God. Now, receiving from God is one thing. Knowing what is readily available is another. Okay, so sometimes people know what's available, they can talk about it, they can rejoice about it, but they don't know what it takes or how, what it takes to receive such things or how to receive them. Why? Because they've not been taught faith. Amen. I said amen. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So it's just like having electric power, electricity in your house, in your building. But you're not turning on the switch. You're not plugging in any electrical equipment. And you're not laying a demand on the power that's flowing. So the power is there. And just asking, what am I doing here? I'm meant to be engaged. I'm meant to be used. So, but you are not laying any demand on it. So, what happens? The power is just there. Amen. If you know how much, the question is this, how much power does the Holy Spirit carry, does the Holy Spirit have? Okay? And you carry the Holy Spirit within you. Okay? So, some people say, well, I don't know. But how much power does God have? God lives in you. God lives within your spirit. It's there. Jesus, the Lord, said on the last day of the feast in John chapter number 7 and verse 37, he cried out with a loud voice, does any man thirst? Let him come unto me and drink. He that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow, come on now, rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But thank God Jesus is glorified now. Amen. So the Holy Spirit has been shed abroad, poured out upon us. Can someone say amen to that? All right. So that's how much power is readily available in every believer. Sometimes when I lay hands on people, I want to make a spark, just create a spark of God's power, so that by the anointing on me, there's a spark of God's power within them, Okay? In other words, sensitivity to that power. And then they can hook up with the power of God within them. Amen? And then they keep running by that power. Glory to God. It's just like jump-starting them by the anointing. Amen? So it is important that you understand that the grace of God is readily available, but we need to be ready in faith to make a vital contact with the grace of God that brings about a change of story, that brings about a testimony. So grace is readily available. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 8 and verse 32. Romans chapter number 8 and verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How many things? All things. He delivered him up. He spared not Jesus Christ, his own son. How shall he not also, you know, freely give us all things? All things. Why? Because Jesus is the greatest gift of the Father to humanity. Through Jesus, he gave us the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, he gave us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But you see, Jesus is actually the universal gift of God from the Father God to humanity. And if he didn't hold him back, then there's nothing that God is going to hold back from you. Glory to God. You believe that? Glory to God. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Do you have a need in your life, financial? Do you have a need, health? Do you have a need, breakthrough? Do you have a need, whatever the need you have? Understand that you're not hopeless. You have Christ in you. Amen. You're born again. You're a child of God. God is not holding anything back from you. God is not holding anything back from you. God has designed for you to have the great life, the good life, the best of life possible on this side of the divide. And God wants you blessed, and he wants you to be a blessing to your world. Can someone say amen to that? I'm telling you, he loves you, and he wants to change your story for the better. So believe that grace is readily available. God has made it available. You didn't make it available, God did. But you have to believe to hook up with the grace of God. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. He's blessed us. So I'm blessed. Amen. Just imagine the number of cars you're going to use in this on this side of divide till you meet the Lord in glory. Amen. All right. I started counting the other day. I've used a couple of them, but I'm not going to say the number anymore. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Amen. Now, all that came out of the grace of God, from the grace of God, the grace that God has made available to me, to you, to us, all that came from the grace of God. Everything you will ever need will come from the grace of God, the blessing of God that you've been blessed with. And so if you cannot deny that God has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, then you cannot deny that you can make withdrawals from those blessings. Can someone say amen to that? You can. And you will. Glory to God. You can. Heard of Jesus. Now mark the word. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now wait there. Just stop at 27. So our faith, you see, from verse 25 to 26 was a description of our condition. And your condition don't get better with time. All right, time, you know, she grew worse. Condition, they say no condition is permanent. If faith is not involved, it becomes permanent. I'm telling you, it is faith that changes the condition. And conditions don't improve with time. They improve with faith. Yeah. Okay, because 12 years was not enough to give her healing. Forever is not enough to give anybody healing, all right, off or from any infirmity. The truth is, if faith is not involved, the condition will not change. Conditions change for the better by faith. By faith. So before faith came, our condition grew worse and worse and worse. And there was no change. But the Bible tells us in verse 27, our faith life or process began when she heard of Jesus Christ. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. So hearing, you know, I always tell people, if you need money, don't surround yourself with broke people. They will break you. Amen. Surround yourself with people that can help you. People that will speak faith into your life. I'm telling you, because your faith or doubt starts at hearing. All right? It is what you are hearing, what you are listening to, that will determine whether or not you are going to walk in faith. When she had heard of Jesus, evidently she had something good of Jesus. Amen? She came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, go to Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 14, and let's start the reading here from verse 6. Okay? Now, Paul and his crew were persecuted at Thessalonica, and so they fled, okay, to Lystra and Derbe, the cities of Lycaonia, okay? And that was at Lystra. Praise God. Amen? And the Bible tells us in verse 7, there, at Lystra, they preached the gospel. What did they preach there? The gospel. There, they preached the gospel. Verse 8, look at it. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Look at verse 9. Okay, the same heard Paul speak. Oh, so you see, his situation, I don't know how long that man had been in that situation. All right, it didn't change because the man had been in situation for long. Are you from what I'm saying here? It is your hearing. I tell people, start hearing, change your hearing, change what you are hearing around you. It will change the situation. If you feel like, and then you now go and look for broke friends and you're now consoling yourself, you stay in that situation of poverty. And that's not God's will for you. Amen? So I tell people, faith starts at hearing. Glory to God. Amen? It starts at what? Hearing the word. So the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, the Bible says, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. His situation changed because of what he had heard. Now, hearing the word is important. I tell people, I surround myself with scriptures. I play scriptures. I surround myself with messages. I surround myself with friends who can talk to me. If you don't have people surrounding you that can talk the word to you, it's going to be a serious challenge for you to really live by faith. Amen? So you must surround yourself with people that can talk to you. And that's very important. Amen? So hear the word. That's what's going to change the situation. Hear the word. It starts with hearing. Don't be hopeless because you are not. See, hear the word. Listen to God's word. Let the word of God get deep into your heart. It is hearing that will change the situation. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Amen. I said amen. Now, go back to Mark chapter number 5. In verse 27. Okay, Mark 5, 27. Are you there? All right, quickly. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment, his clothes. Okay, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. A situation changed at the point of hearing. Now, when you hear, I want to say this is very important. When you hear, process what you hear in your favor. Do you know the woman could have heard that, people are touching Jesus Christ and they're getting healed. And if you just feel like, you know what, maybe not for people like me. Maybe, you know, it's just their turn and their time to get healed. I'm not sure it's my time. I've tried. I've been on this thing for the past 12 years. You know, maybe it's my lot and maybe it's my destiny. Maybe I should just carry my cross and follow Jesus. Maybe this is my cross. You know, don't be daft. Be smart. Never interpret your hearing to your disadvantage. Don't do that. You see, when you hear things, all right, and interpret what you hear to your advantage, in your favor. Amen. She heard and she believed that they touched and they were healed. I'll be touched. I'll be healed too. So I'm going to touch. I will touch the hem of Jesus' garment and I'll be healed. Likewise. And she did just that and she was healed. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Amen. So when you hear, that's what is called the processing of hearing. Okay, you hear it and process it in your favor. Okay? That if he did it for them, he will do it for you too. All right? So hear the same thing and lay hold on what you have heard. Interpret what you have heard correctly. So number one, hearing. Hear about the solution, not the problem. The hearing of faith. The word of God is the solution to the problem. The word of God is healing to that sickness. The word of God is prosperity to that lack. The word of God is light to that confusion. The word of God is the solution. So don't dwell on the problem. Don't dwell on the lack. Don't dwell on the need. Dwell on the supply. Dwell on what God has said concerning that situation. Okay? And then process it. Meditate on it. Let there be a processing within you. Meditation in your favor. Be smart. Stop thinking against yourself. Make sure that your thinking and your meditation is in line with what you so desire. Stop thinking things against yourself. Why? Because God actually designed his word in your favor to bless you, to change your situation. God's word has not come to you to make the situation worse. No. No. So process it in your favor. Glory to God. And then number three, she acted on it. She believed, and then she acted. Our faith demanded and created an action. So you act out your faith. Can someone say amen to that? Act it out. Act out your faith. All right? People touched him, so They got healed. They were healed. So I'm going to touch him also, and I will be healed. And so she went. She came behind the press and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, the clothes of Jesus. She acted out her faith. And the Bible says immediately, straightway, the issue of blood dried up. Hallelujah. She felt it in her body. Glory to God. And the Bible tells us that Jesus knew that virtue or power had gone out of him. Amen. I said amen. So three quick steps to living by faith. Hear what God has said concerning that situation for which or about which you are in faith. Hear what God has said concerning that situation. Amen. Okay. Number two. Process what you have heard in your favor. All right? Process what you have heard in your favor. Number three, act on the conclusion of that processing. In other words, do what the word says to do. Do it in faith. In other words, do it from your conviction. Do it from that rock solid conviction within you. Act out from your conviction. Glory to God. Amen. I said amen. Glory to God. You know, something happened one time. I had this swelling in my hand. You know, it just came up. And I was wondering, what kind of swelling is this. So I had to get something to trim it off, just trim it and trim it. So I did it the first time, I did it the second time, and all of a sudden it just dawned on me that, what are you doing, child of God? The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, use your faith. Use your faith. So I said, okay, I'll use my faith. And then I held my hand this way, I put my finger on it, and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to not grow anymore, and I command you to flatten out in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, where did that come from? I have authority over my body. Amen. My body was made from the dust of the earth. And God gave me authority over all the earth, including my body. Amen. Where my body came from. So, and in the name of Jesus, I can command things to come and to go. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. I have the power of attorney to use that name to address situations and circumstances. So I said to it, in the name of Jesus Christ, be gone. Hallelujah. All right, that was the last time it grew. It just went flat. Glory to God. You know, I tell people sometimes, I said, the things we bother ourselves over are things that, you know, our faith can take care of. If you don't know how to engage your faith, then you will have to learn how to run helter-skelter from pillar to post. Amen. But if you can send your faith on errands, hallelujah, then your faith will go and get the job done. Jesus sent his word. All right, God always sends his word. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. You can send your word. Amen. I said amen. You can send your word. Your word of faith can get it done. Faith in your heart is God's word in your heart. Your faith sent on errand is your own word spoken in faith. And you let that word out of your mouth as you let it loose. The power of God goes forth. Boom! And angels will begin to attend to that word. And this is very important. Amen? I said amen. So let's get to healing now and miracles and finances. Praise God. All right? Can someone say amen to that? How many of us like finances, money? When you talk about money in church, sometimes people just wake up. People who have been sleeping, they just wake up. You know, Pastor Perumi, why is it so? I don't know. People just wake up. Amen? They just come alive and say, talk to me. Glory to God. All right. So, 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse 24. 1 Peter 2 and verse 24, very quickly. It says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. So who his own self bare our sicknesses, our sins rather, in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Now, Peter, the Apostle Peter, looking back at the prophecy of Isaiah and then looking back at the cross of Jesus Christ, what he did for humanity, said, by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look at what Isaiah said in Isaiah 53. If you read verses 4 and 5, he's despised, no, verses 4 and 5, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are what? Healed. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So Isaiah said, we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. The Apostle Peter said, by his stripes we were healed. Glory to God. In other words, Jesus Christ bore your sicknesses and diseases. He bore everything negative about health, about your well-being, everything negative. He bore it. Glory to God. And so you can account to your own account, you can credit it to your own account that Jesus did it for you. Glory to God. And when you do that, that is called faith. Now, you process it that my sicknesses and diseases have been taken away by Christ. Therefore, I am healed. I am blessed. I am whole. Glory to God. The moment that is said in faith, the power of God goes into operation to heal your body physically, naturally. Glory to God. Amen. Did you get that? Glory to God. Amen. I remember during Dynamics of the Spirit School of Ministry, we had marvelous healings and miracles. Amen. On Saturday, the grand finale, the evening session. It was powerful. Now, I taught faith, and I taught by the Spirit of God for people to put their gaze on God. Put their gaze on God. That healing that they are looking for is actually in the stripes of Jesus Christ for them. And they turned to the finished work of Christ and what Christ has done for them. And people acted on the word of God and miracles happened. Now, the power of God is always there to honor faith. Amen. Either you feel it or not, the power of God is always there to honor faith. Feeling or no feeling. Glory to God. Amen. I said amen. That's the truth. Now come to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse 9. It says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich." So we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he bore poverty for us. I don't take side with poverty. I don't stoop low to it. I don't even stoop at all when it comes to poverty, let alone stoop low. Amen. Glory to God. I believe that I have been redeemed from poverty. Now, this is not, I didn't start believing this yesterday. You know, I didn't start believing it when I had some change, started having some change in my account. I believed it before the money started coming. Amen. Because if you believe it, when you have some change in your account, you are not walking by faith, you're walking by sight. Amen. So you need to believe it when you don't even have anything in your account. You believe it. Glory to God. Amen. Are we together? Believe it. Believe God. That though Jesus Christ was rich, yet for your sake, my sake, he became poor. That I, through his poverty, might be rich. So I am rich. I'm blessed. You believe that. Say amen to that. Do you believe that? Good. Now, that's where the creative idea to do marvelous things and start earning money will come from. Amen? From that faith that Jesus Christ bore your poverty. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. So I'm blessed. I believe that. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Now, let me tell you this story, and then I'll pray for you quickly. We were building our church, building in Ife, those early days, and we had just very few students, you know. A lot of students, but very few workers in church. All right? So, our students were giving, at least they were giving at their level. So, we needed 250,000 naira. To build the walls of the church. We were done with the foundation, the pavement, of the floor slab and everything. So we were trusting God to raise the walls. So we were there trusting God. So one day I got to church quite early on Saturday morning, and I began to pray in tongues, and this scripture came alive, you know, in my spirit. It was just as though the Holy Spirit turned on the light bulb of this scripture, and boom, my eyes of understanding just opened up, and I began to give thanks to God for the scripture, and I began to call for those things that be not as though they were. And when I did that, the evening of that day, a beloved one called all the way from the United Kingdom. At the time, you know, we didn't even have 15,000 naira in our account, in church account. We didn't have 15,000 naira. And we needed to spend 250,000 naira. Amen. So just called all the way from the United States and said, the Lord was speaking to her this morning and said, send your first fruit to Pastor Segun Obaji. Praise God. So I said, yeah, you must have heard from God. God spoke to you. Amen. So she sent in 250K. Amen. And I carried everything, you know, we bought blocks and cement, and we started building the wall. Pop, 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 pop. Glory to God. That was how we built the walls of the GLT auditorium in Ife. Amen. I said, amen. But before we were done with that, somebody called again and sent some money. Another person called and sent some money. And then I did the math, all right? I discovered that the amount of money that came from church towards the building project was less than 35% of the money that was required to build the church. Amen? So 65%, hallelujah, came from outside. Glory to God. Come on, are you with me? Amen. So how did that happen? Faith. Believe God for it. Amen. I said amen. Now there are people under the sound of my voice. God is bringing some good opportunities your way to make money. And God is going to favor you. People will call you and bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now for those who need healing for their bodies, be healed right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let the mighty hand of the Lord rest upon you and be blessed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call you blessed, healed, prosperous, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now go ahead and lay a demand on the power of God by faith. Whatever you require, take it now. Father, thank you for your miracle-working power, and thank you for light, thank you for understanding, and thank you for the miracles that are flowing right now. Lay a demand in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Let's take communion right now. The night that Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took bread and broke it and said, take it. This is my body broken for you. As often as you eat it in remembrance of me. And when he had taken the cup containing wine and had supped and had given thanks, he said, this cup is the cup of the New Testament in my blood, shed for the remission of the sins of many. For as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So we're doing this in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we're doing it in faith. Glory to God. So go ahead and eat and drink and be thankful. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Thank you, Father. Now be blessed in the name of Jesus. Your testimonies are here in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go from glory to glory, from strength to strength, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Revelations 5. And I saw him that sat upon the throne with a book in his hand, written within and without, sealed with seven seals. And there was no one found worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book and loose the seals. But weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and loose the seven seals thereof. The four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, singing, "Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof." And I beheld and had a company of angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb."
You are God and the King. You reign over all. Elders and angels bow to worship you, Lord. You alone are worthy to open the book. Trust your life that you gave to ransom my life.